Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in this morning is one of our regular listeners and members of the Big Show, honorary member of the Big Show, Mr. Jason Block, the Cuckoo Clock. In case you don't know about him, he's a game show freak. I didn't say freak.
And
I said
contestant.
Game show freak. He's been on many a game show, Wheel of Fortune, Catch 21, Cash Cab, and he worked with Regis Philbin on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, I didn't necessarily work with him, but he was the guy, because I won $125,000, he was the guy who changed, you know, my family's life because of that. And this is so sad. I mean, this one hurts personally because what you saw with Regis Philbin is what you got. He was, you know, a lot of celebrities could be fake, phony. This guy was so beautiful. He was a New Yorker. He was a Yankee fan. And he only hosted that show for 3 years, but became a, and to this day, things like, is that your final answer? Is part of a cultural lexicon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was so beautiful. You know, every time I would go to the studio, because that first year, because I was so popular at that time, I went there. He
said modestly.
Modestly. Well, come on, 33 million people, what can you say?
I know.
You know, but every time he recognized, he treated my grandmother, if you remember, my grandmother was on, treated her with respect, treated my family with respect, mentioned me, you know, just a real, genuine human being, and sorely missed, sorely good guy.
But he also had a really wonderful life. I mean, he was almost 89 years old. He had what an incredible life he led, you know?
Yeah, and the fact is, as you said, world record. He was the host of a show here in New York called The Morning Show 3 years before it became Regis and Kathy Lee. And that was that. And remember, back in the 60s, he was Joey Bishop's sidekick.
Yeah.
And he was culturally relevant for like 60 years. You don't get that very often.
It's so funny because, don't get me wrong, I love the show right now. I mean, Kelly and her sidekick and everybody else, but it wasn't the same without Regis. I mean, he'd come in there and he made it interesting to hear what he did over the weekend, where he went to eat and all. I'm going like this, what am I doing? I'm all wrapped up in this. Now, let me go back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
You had this one question. I remember when you were, I think it was maybe the first night you were on, you won like $15,000-$16,000.
Right.
What was that question about the tree?
It was the tree. The tree was, what is it, the name of the tree that would, whose leaves fall every year? And it was deciduous. And, you know, it was just like, we were having a conversation. We weren't, to me, it felt like it was just me and him. You know, just me being on there, me talking to him. It was a one-on-one thing.
Well, he liked you because you were so popular.
33 million.
I know. Well, it just feels so bad because, like I said, he was. I can't tell you how many times I was on one of his shows. I've been on about five or six times with him in different times. He was on the air since I came to New York. Back in the 80s, we had him on all the time.
And, you know, going at least coming from my world, if Millionaire was not successful and Regis was not successful, we would not have this game show revival that's been going on for 20 years now. You know, all that stuff. Because remember, this game shows in prime time were not that successful for a long, long time. You know, they were shows in the 60s.
That was the one that started that whole thing. Listen, Jason, I love you. I like to talk to you longer because you're so popular. We got to go. Jason Block, the cuckoo clock, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The cuckoo popped out. You're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.